I'm very happy to be here this afternoon to talk on behalf of my colleagues about our experience with a novel online emergency contraception prescription service in San Francisco. So as background, since 2002, California law has allowed trained pharmacists to counsel and dispense emergency contraception without a prescription. There are no age restrictions for females for this service, and counseling fees may apply. So there's an additional pharmacist counseling fee on top of the cost for the medication. And then, as everyone here is aware, in August 2006, the FDA approved emergency contraception Plan B as an over-the-counter product for those who are at least 18 years of age. So at City Clinic, the municipal STD clinic in San Francisco, we had integrated emergency contraception delivery in the clinic for many years, and in fact, we have family planning integrated into our clinic as well. But we also saw the benefit for an additional complementary service, an online emergency contraceptive service developed to provide convenient and ready access to emergency contraception for women in San Francisco. And we felt this was important even in the face of over-the-counter emergency contraception for several reasons. For one thing, many women felt more comfortable handing a piece of paper to a pharmacist or having the prescription already in place rather than asking for it verbally at a pharmacy. And secondly, for those women who are covered by Medi-Cal, which is California's Medicaid program, or by Family Pact, which is a more limited bundle of services around reproductive health services for men and women, they could be covered for those emergency contraceptive doses if they had a prescription rather than over the counter. So those are just a few of the reasons why this was initiated in 2006. And it came from the San Francisco City Clinic website, which you can see there. At the website, which we'll walk through in just a moment, women are asked to certify whether they're age 18 or older, and then they can either print or fax a prescription to a local pharmacy directly. So auto fax confirmation to our STD section administrative offices began in February of 2007. Prior to that time, we'd requested on the prescription that pharmacists fax back any completed prescriptions, but we were finding that we felt that that was sort of spotty. It wasn't matching up with the numbers of visits to the actual prescription site. And so in 2007, February, we started electronically initiating an automatic fax that would come to the office whenever someone printed or electronically faxed a prescription. So here is our homepage for San Francisco City Clinic. And right here at the very first page when you get to it, there it says Plan B, and a woman can click on that. And the next page that the person comes to is this. It describes how the prescription for emergency contraception would work. The person undergoes a little bit of education about Plan B, and they can click on the links for further information. And then underneath that, there's a place where they can enter their name. They have to click to certify that they are over 18 years of age, and a phone number, and then they hit get a prescription. And then this is the next screen that they get. So here's a prescription that's been electronically signed by Dr. Jeff Klausner, who is the STD controller for San Francisco. And the person's name and phone number is on the prescription, along with the prescription for Plan B. At that point, they can either then print, if they have a printer, and take it in, or they can also select from a drop-down menu of several local pharmacies and then have it sent electronically directly there. So for this talk, I'd like to just describe the use of the online prescription service by women in San Francisco. And then we were interested in evaluating any association with STD clinic visits and to also evaluate association with STD morbidity. So from February to October 2007 is the period which we looked at. We started in February because that was the time which the autofax was initiated. We felt that was a more accurate count of the number of prescriptions used. So for this time period, and again, I should note that there was no social marketing effort. This was really a soft rollout of this service. There were 105 prescriptions that were used at this time. We removed those that either had a completely missing name, and there were many as well that had entirely duplicate name, date of birth, and date. So it looked like the individual had made multiple attempts on the same day, and those were removed as well. That left 83 prescriptions that were evaluable. And then when we looked a little more closely, there were people who were repeat users. So there was one individual who had used the prescription service on two separate occasions, another who'd used it three times, and then one person during this period had used the prescription service five times. So when we removed those individuals for their multiple visits, we were left with 76 unique persons who had used the service. Of those 76 unique users, we looked a little bit more closely, we had birth dates available for 84% of them, and the average age was 22 years. When we then tried to see if we could link them by name and birth date to our San Francisco STD clinic database, 16 out of the 76, or 21%, could be linked. We then looked to see a total number for STD clinic visits, and these 16 women had 49 visits. 37 of those occurred before the first online EC script use, which indicated that perhaps they'd come into clinic and heard about it from one of our clinicians or health workers. 12 of the visits were after the first online EC script use. So for those 49 visits, there were some women who had visits both before and after they used the online service. What we were really interested in were there women who may have had their first introduction to City Clinic after using the online service? So we looked to see how many people had a first visit only after using the online EC prescription service. And out of those 16, five women, or 31%, had their first visit to the clinic after using the service. We then looked within the women who had we could link to the clinic database to see how many had had a positive chlamydia or gonorrhea test. And 19%, three out of the 16, were positive. So there are certainly limitations. These are very small numbers. And in addition, we can't easily verify the autofax data. So certainly someone could have sent in a prescription or printed out a prescription and never used the service. Women may certainly access care at the outside clinics, which we wouldn't have any record of, and that could certainly bias our inferences about the service. And we didn't have any information about how users have arrived at the site, how easy they found the site to use, or their reason for using an online service. But in conclusion, this novel online EC service has been regularly used by women in San Francisco. For some women, it seems that it may serve as an initial connection to further STD or reproductive health services. And of those few women that were matched to services, there was STD morbidity. So next steps, certainly it would be important to develop systems to use this moment of opportunity with EC to further reinforce sexual health and STD screening in these young women. And certainly also advocacy for continued decreased cost and access to EC is important. So I'd like to acknowledge staff at the City Clinic who very enthusiastically have supported and advocated this program, and to Karen Graves from ISIS, who was instrumental in developing it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, we'll have time for a few questions on this paper. Susan. Yes. So I think this is such a fantastic and novel intervention. Now I wondered, ways in which you're thinking of marketing this service and whether you thought incorporating some sexual health messages at the point of request for the emergency contraception, what would that look like in the next version of this?
Yes, I think that's great. We do have in San Francisco a text messaging service for young people, and so making sure that information is included in the text messaging service. What that looks like is that young people can text in for health information. They get sites that they can go, excuse me, and this could be included. And I'd like to get more information about why and how people are using the site to try and target messages a little more specifically.
I mean, one of the difficulties with the internet technologies is who is able to have access to this, and what are the characteristics of the women? Are you getting more middle class, highly educated women using the service?
Yes.
Is that the target group that you're really looking at? Let me hear from other colleagues. Any questions or comments on this?
Well, in California, there's a specific prohibition legally against dispensing medication to someone under 18 without examining them. So there are legal prohibitions that are keeping us from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that varies from pharmacy to pharmacy, and we certainly don't advocate that that people would check it and not be. I think that that level of caution differs. So with a prescription, it's less likely they'd be asked for ID. Yes. Well, what we provide is Plan B, so it's progestin only. And it has been found to be very safe in multiple studies, which is why the FDA has approved it for over-the-counter. So with one-time, you know, use, emergency contraceptive type use, there should be no contraindication to the majority of women taking it. So we have less worry than if we were prescribing ongoing combined hormonal contraceptives this way. A liability for providing this prescription service? So again, this is an over-the-counter product at this point. We're trying to make it a little more convenient for people to use. So that has decreased our liability concern. And this project has been going now for some time, albeit without, you know, a lot of fanfare, and we haven't received any complaints or objections to this point. So we don't feel that there's a legal, we're putting ourselves at legal liability by providing the service. Yeah, so that's a whole, you know, separate issue as of those women that come in the clinic and then test. Then we do our usual, in San Francisco, we don't have the resources to actually do partner notification and tracing for chlamydia and gonorrhea. But we'll certainly ensure that the patient themselves is treated, and then we'll encourage them to, we give them partner-delivered therapy to take to their partners, and we encourage their partners to come in for testing as well. Yeah, I think that's great. I think these are all next steps. We haven't been keeping a record of have you used it twice before, three times before. Maybe that would be useful. Maybe also a prompt to say this really should be for emergency use. Please come to City Clinic if you know you'd like to talk to someone about ongoing contraception. So I think there's a lot of additional things we can do. And Dr. Fenton, again, another answer to your question. We feel that this takes minimal staff effort. Once it's in place, it's there. So it might not be reaching all the people that we'd like it to, but it is an additional feature. And then we can focus staff efforts on finding harder to reach populations as well. Thank you.
Thanks.